The pathophysiology behind the familial hypercholesterolemia is mainly the mutation which lead to defective LDL receptor functioning. It is further divided into five types with decreasing severity, but the overall effect will be the same, that the LDL levels will be raised and hence the cholesterol levels will also be raised. So there is a mutation which leads to either absent LDL receptor due to the defective synthesis, or due to a number of the defect in the phenomena by which the LDL receptor are transmitted up to the site where they actually are present, to the defective functioning of these LDL receptor. Another mutation can be when there is a defect or absence of the receptor binding domain of the LDL receptor itself, that is ApoB100, which is known as familial defective ApoB100. So in type 1, they say that there is a mutation which totally prevents the receptor synthesis, so there will be total absence of the LDL receptor. Then in type 2, LDL receptor synthesis do occur, but there is an impaired transport of the receptor from the endoplasmic reticulum to the Golgi. In type 3, there is synthesis, there is transport, but there is mutation affect the receptor binding of the circulating LDL. The receptors are present, but they cannot bind the circulating LDL with themselves, and hence the levels go on rising in the circulation. Type 4 mutation prevent clathrin mediated receptor clustering and internalization, although the LDL do bind with the receptor, but they cannot be internalized. And in type 5, the mutation interferes with the receptor cycling from the endosome, because we know that there is a continuous recycling of the receptors, so that they are continuously present in an active state at their site. So any type of the mutation in any step of this complete, from the synthesis up to the binding of the LDL to the receptor and their processing, can lead to a defect in the utilization of the LDL from the circulation, and hence the levels go on rising. And so ultimately, not only the LDL cholesterol, total cholesterol will be raised in the plasma, and hence it produces its effect and increases the risk of cardiovascular disease in those patients. In 2% of the patient, as I mentioned earlier, that the receptor binding domain ApoB100 is defective, which is known as a familial defective ApoB100, the overall effect will be the same.